I just shared with Corey going into the break here in the last segment just how I kind of did this decluttering recently, and it felt good because I haven't done it in years, just in the household stuff that you just don't realize what you build up over the years and what you don't need. But anyway, thanks for being with us.
It's great to be with you, and I know that feeling. It's a great feeling to get rid of stuff you've accumulated that you really don't need.
It is amazing. I I don't know if it's always tied into age or not, but I had an older friend years ago who had a second home up at Mount Washington Resort at Bretton Woods, and he became like a father to me, and I played golf with him. He made me laugh. His name was Charlie. And one day he took me into his office or his bedroom area, and he showed me the closet. He had it down to like just a couple pair of pants, one blazer, and just his golf clothes and a ski parker. And he goes, "It's amazing. It's amazing when you get rid of stuff. You do what you acquire. You shed like a snake." And I never forgot that.
Yeah, I think it's a lifelong thing for some people. I'm still working on it myself.
Well, they made shows about people that hoard. Stephanie, where are you joining us from?
Well, I'm actually visiting my mother in Florida right now.
Nice.
And I'm actually helping her shed stuff as well. But I'm from Washington, D.C.
Tell us about some of the tips. There are things during Halloween that you can even cut down on. And, you know, things like food and plastic and other things. And what are some tips you can offer our listeners in our region?
Yeah, so first, let me just say, Americans throw away 25% more trash during that period from Thanksgiving to the New Year's holidays, and I would even add in Halloween to New Year's is a big piece of the problem. So if we just start with Halloween, since that's coming up in a few days, we really ought to think about food waste. We think about food waste maybe more during Thanksgiving, but actually, Halloween, we throw away our pumpkins, and more than a billion pounds of pumpkins end up in landfills after Halloween every year. So the first tip I would give, and it's an important one, I'll tell you why in a second, is to have a plan for your pumpkin. So whether you make the pies or you do the seeds or you just use it for decoration, you want to make sure that your pumpkin doesn't end up in a landfill. Why? Because food waste is one of the biggest contributors to climate change, 8% of greenhouse gas emissions, because food waste in landfills creates methane, which is a really potent greenhouse gas. And the really interesting thing is we at the household level are the biggest part of that problem in the U.S. So here's something we can do, right? Halloween is coming up. Have a plan for your pumpkin. What I mean by that is just make sure that you figure out a place where you can bring your pumpkin that it can be composted. And if you Google composting near me, you can almost always find an opportunity for that pumpkin residue, whatever remains.
Yeah, there are
so
fun.
That's one.
There are fun some stuff you can do. Give us a couple others.
Yeah, so maybe too late for some people who have bought their Halloween candy, but the Halloween candy that most of us buy comes in plastic packaging, and it's really not recyclable, those plastic candy wraps. And so you can try to find more sustainable wrapping. You can look for, I'm actually giving out the cardboard boxes. Remember those bigger, you won't find them in the Halloween candy section, but the regular candy section, Milk Duds, Junior Mints, come in cardboard boxes. Those are recyclable. Plastic is a really big problem. There was a report actually by your colleagues across in Vermont at Bennington College and Beyond Plastics a few days ago that said plastic production is set to outpace coal's contribution to climate change in this decade. So whatever we can do to cut down on plastic packaging, that's really important. And I can give you one more idea along those lines that's
sure
relevant for Halloween and the other upcoming holidays. We can try, so the third thing is low-waste gatherings, really focusing on when we get together with friends and family, maybe throw a little Halloween or Thanksgiving event, we don't have to immediately move to disposable plates, silverware, cups, napkins. If you want to use your own, that's a much more effective, less wasteful thing to do. And if you just feel like that's too much cleanup, just pick a couple things that you could do this year. Like use your own cloth napkins instead of the paper napkins. Use your own plates if you have enough. Whatever we can do to cut down on waste makes a really big difference.
And, you know, before I let you go, Stephanie, and again, You can learn more in her book. And if you want to check out Stephanie Miller, Zero Waste Living, the 80-20 Way, the Busy Person's Guide to a Lighter Footprint. You know, this doesn't have to get on the emotional or political side at all, but I always laugh at some of the hypocrisy, because plastic is something that some plastics are, you know, they'll dissolve or, you know, over time, and others are not. And everything in our society is plastic. I'm amazed by this. So for years now, we've known this, and you've seen communities grow and worry about their landfills. So even when I go to the grocery store, what are they, sometimes if you don't bring the, you know, they pushed a year or two ago the recyclable bags, and I have a theory about everything. The percentage of people that were going to do that do it, and the other ones don't. So if you go to the grocery store to get just, you know, a dozen things and you don't have anything on you, they, most where I go, and I won't say the name of the supermarket, they give you, you know, it's in plastic bags. So then when I come home, I'm always confused. So I want to put them in the recyclable thing, and then the people that pick up our stuff say they don't take that because China stopped buying that stuff from us, or it goes in the garbage, goes to a landfill. So I'm like, I mean, this is, it's like insanity, right? So the other thing is, I'm thinking, well, when I was a kid and you went to the grocery store, they had good old fashioned paper bags. And, you know, I know that there's a debate on that too, but they do, they will dissolve. I mean, paper, like if you put a paper garbage bag out in the back of your home and let it rain, eventually that thing's gone. Why is this hypocrisy on common sense? My town won't take plastic for recyclables, and yet I'm encouraged to recycle. Why are they still offering plastic bags?
Yeah, the plastics industry has made plastic so convenient, right? And it's hard when you get addicted to a convenience. I'll give you an example. I don't know how old you are, but in my childhood, we didn't have liquid soap in a plastic pump bottle, right?
Right.
We used soap.
Right.
So why do we all need liquid soap now? And anyway, the plastics have become so convenient that we don't think about it anymore. It takes us a little bit of thought to ask ourselves, do we really need this in plastic? As you said, can we not just use the paper bags, and even better, of course, your own reusable bags that you bring to the store? As you said, not everyone's going to do that, but paper is definitely a better option than plastic. So it's just, we have to sort of stop ourselves, start thinking, is there an alternative? And there's almost always more sustainable alternative.
There always is, always. All right, Stephanie, I'll let you get back with your mom and Ford. Enjoy the weather today, probably 83 for a high. Zero Waste Living, the 80-20 Way. Thank you.
Thank you so much.